Today's going to be maybe a more simple chabura, more lamaisa dika chabura, klalistik of kviya shari na. Many of you are nearing the end of ina, finished ina. How you convey a price of ina? What's considered ina? What's considered a shi? If I sell you something, we all know six, seven, shtus, yoisim shtus, but okay, but lamaisa, what's considered the price? How are we supposed to be able to figure out the price of ina? Today, no two stores sell the item for the exact same price. This one sells it for 70, 72, 75, 80. You have discrepancies, the spread. What's considered ina? What's considered the real price that from there we convey ina? Poshup shot without getting lost is that there's a whole simon kuv gimel, that discusses Hilchos Shuma. How you shots up something, Legabi Gvias Chayiv. What would be if you are mazik it, how much do you have to pay? What happens if you steal it? Shaimrim, Chivainzim Shia. How to shots up something? There's a whole simon Kuf Gimel, there are a lot of halachas there. And there's no reason to believe that Aino is any different. Aino is part of the rest of the Torah, rest of Chayshim Mishpud, and there's a Shir. That is Hilchos Shuma. And basically, I'm going to just give you a certain pratim. I'll show you some maybe machlekesin that come out in Hilchos Shuma. That will be the beginning. And then we'll take it more pratiistic legabi ina. Give you a few examples. One case is, I'm giving you cases that are discussed over the Ankuf Gimel. One case is, what happens if you have simple halacha? What happens if you have somebody? Three stores that we're going to deal with. One selling it for 100, and two stores are selling it for 200. The halacha is that you go basar roiv. If two out of three are selling it for 200, so it's nikva that the shar is 200. And that's in Hilchos Shuma and Hodim Bayanah. And Be'etzim, it's really a Gemara, Legabi Yanah as well. There's a Gemara in Chav Zayinam Abayz in Tmura, where the Gemara is talking about a case of Hegdish, that someone was paid the Hegdish and he patched up. He shortchanged Hegdish, and he has to, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says on the Chavavim and Beis, that Tzorach Lasa is Domim, Machlik is Rabbi Yochum Yishlokish, whether Domim is Midirais, Midirabonon, and the whole Shmuz about Avonim, Shtaris, Karkois, Hekdeshes, similar that we have the Shmuz in Hazov as well, towards the end of Hazov. And then the Gemara Namah Beis talks about the following case. The Gemara says that, what was the case talking about that you messed up by the Shuma? So Gemara says, they're talking about that you started, that two people told you that the Shuma was supposed to be, for example, $10, and it came out that really the shum was supposed to be $11. So you shortchanged Hegdish at dollar, even though it's pakas mishtos, you still have to return the anah to Hegdish. The Gemara says it's talking about where there was two shamayim to begin with, and then afterwards came along three shamayim. So now it came along three, so the three overrides. The two, you go basa the roif. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara continues, it's important to, we're going to use this Gemara later, you'll see why it's so important. The Gemara says, but had there been three Shemaim to begin with, and it'll be a kilo nikva, like a Torah's bezin to it, whatever, it'll be three Shemaim who said that there was 10, even if later on people come and say that it was really worth 11, you still go boss at 10. And the Gemara says, that can't be, because when it talks, when do we say trei kimeya? That's only legabi trei kimeya. That's only legabi edis. Abelinin umdina basa deus is linin. We always go basa roiv deus. So even if you started out with three saying one way, but if later on you see four says the other way, then we have to go with the four. If you left 10 one way and then you found 11 the other way, you'll have to go basa the 11. Everything is goes basa the roiv deus. And then the Gemara says even more, even if it wouldn't be Rav Deis, if you started out three saying it was worth 10, and then three saying it was worth 11, still we should go Basa the Basra, because the Yad Hegdash Alo Yoyna. That there's a concept that if in doubt, Hegdash has the upper hand, Yad Hegdash Alo Yoyna, and that we have to assume that Hegdash was shortchanged, and you owe the no. And the Gemara says, no, it's only lasted with the rain, so Mimela they were makel. But beside, you see in the Gemara that even Lagabi Huchas, no, it's not the regular no, but it's a no of Hegdish, you see that the Gemara learned that it goes Basa Raiv Deis. like a regular dinam of Shuma. So if you have two out of three saying it's worth 200, Avad, you go with 200. That's simple. And it reads from Mitzorah HaShulchan over here in Sifta Zayin. There's a new Sefer from one of the Bali Ataisis. It's a Sefer called Eitz Chaim. It has halachas on Choshim Mishpat. If you look over there, the beginning of Mekach HaMemkar, he's also much more like that. The Bayayino, specifically, he says you go Basa the Roiv, what's out there. Okay. That's simple. Let's take it to the next step. What happens if you have three stores and they're none of the same price? One is selling it for 80, one selling it for 100, and one selling it for 120. So what's the price? So Mufusha Mechab over there, Rishonim, I'm asking that the price is you go bus 100. Again, if you have 80, 100, 120, the price is 100. And we're going to see shortly that Machlok is why, but does state that the price is 100. What happens if you have a third case? And this I would like to focus on. You have a third case, you have one store selling it for 90, the second store selling it for 100, and the third store selling it for 130. I picked those numbers, those are the numbers of the Mechab over there. You have 90, 100, and 130. This already is a Machlokes Rishonim, what Nalach is. The Rambam Paskins, based on the Gemara and Beis Kol, the Rambam Paskins that we're Mishamnin Beneim, which means you take the lowest price of 90 and you take the highest price of 130 and you split it in half. And Kumtois said the price of the item really is 110. You had one store 90, one store 110, and one store 130. The price is none of the above. The price is 110 because you take the lowest, the highest, and you cut it in half. It means it's irrelevant what this middle guy is selling for. You can have 90 and 120 and 130. 90, 125, 130. The price is going to be 110 because if we see that they anyway can't agree, we see that they anyway must have made a mistake, we'll have to try to minimize the mistakes of these shemayim, and we'll have to say that the price is 110, smack in the middle.
The first seer of 80, 100, 120. So is Beis Din counted over the guy saying 120 and say you're over on...
We're going to get to, we'll see maybe later on, we'll talk about about a Gadim if we have time, we'll see, let's hold off on it. No, that's what we see from Hilchos Shuma, that every item has an exact price, and that is the Shar. If you have, like the Gemara and Tmur also said, by Anah, if you have some Shemaim saying 10 and some Shemaim saying 11, so the Gemara starts to handle which is the real price. You don't say the price is somewhere between 10 and 11, or the price is... you know, a broader price. No, there's an exact price. We have to figure out what that exact price is. And over here, if you have 90, 1, and 130, according to the Rambam, and so Paskins the Mechab over there, and Kuf Gimel Sif Beis, the price is going to be 110. However, the Rashbam and Rav Rishonim, many Rishonim, which is Rav, but many Rishonim, argue with the Rambam. And they say that in the case I gave you 91 and 130, the price is 100. And here's the Svara, a beautiful Svara. The price is 100 because we go Basa Roiv. Shuma always goes Basa Roiv. So if you have 91 and 130, there's also a Roiv for 100. How do you have a Roiv for 100? There's only one guy selling it for 100. So well, two out of three hold that it's not worth more than 100. And two out of three hold it's not worth less than 100. Come twice, I have a Roiv saying it's 100. That's the Svara of Rishonim. That I, in B'chai Gavn, even though he's only one third of the Shemayim, well, the price is that. The price is 100 because that's considered a roiv also. You have roiv, not more, and roiv, not less. So the price is nikva on 100 because it's a roiv. We always go basa that middle guy. That middle guy. And if it will be 91, 20, 130, then it's 120. You have a roiv on 120. You always go basa the middle guy. And even though the Mechaba and the Ramah don't bring down the Shita, but the Smah brings it down, and he holds that the Rishonim hold like that. The Tshuvas basically said the Ramam is a Das Yochid, and the Gedalei HaPaiskim, Rav Paiskim hold that that's the halakha, and that's how we feel, that we always go with the concept of Roiv, we always go about the middle guy's price, because the Roiv is in his favor. Okay, we're going to get, we'll see. Okay, one second. Let me just theorize. And that's how the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins over there as well, just like the Sma. So what you're going to come out, and again, so you're going to have, when you have three people, three shemaim, I keep on saying stores, really I have a child of, I'm doing my three shemaim, you have three assessors coming to the picture, one says 90, one says 100, and one says 130, the price is going to be 100, like the way we pass them, like these Rishonim that you go Basarov. Now, what would
what
be.
What does the assessor take into account when he says this is the value? What does he mean? This is what the store is charged?
Okay, we're going to get to that shortly. Just give me. You're asking good. Just let me bring it out a little bit. We'll start developing it and then we'll get more Mayan. Now, you had a question, what happens if you have four? Well, I have even a basic question. What happens if you have two? There's only two Shamayim. One says it's worth 90 and one says it's worth 100. What's the price? When I have three, I see you have a roiv, or the other issue, or the Rambam holds that you mishamnim b'neim. But when I have two, I have 90 and 100, what should be the halacha? So this is machlekes rishonim as well. There's a taisim baba bazak of zainim abeis, that the taisim nemzan bepashis b'teich tvareihem, that the price is going to be 95. There are two people, one for 90, one for 100, the price is going to be 95. And the Ramban over there argues with Tosis, and the Ramban says, if you only have two, Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Araya, and either, if the guy is selling it for 90, you can't do anything to him, he could say, look, that's what I think the price is. The guy is selling 100, you can't do anything to him. I think that's what the price is. Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Araya, whoever's Muksik is going to win. Parshat Pshat, the Machlokes Tosis Ramban, is the same Machlokes that he's Rishonim. If you're going to learn that's Meshamnim B'neim, like the Rambam, you split it from the high and the low. So even if two, you have that formula. Take the high, take the lows, cut it in half. It's 95. So Kum Teis, that Teis holds like the Rambam. No longer the Rambam is the Shitas Yochid. If you held like the other Rishonim, that, like the Rashbam, that you go bas a roiv, that's very nice when you have a roiv, when you have three. But if you only have two and there's no roiv, so go fight. It's a Meis Mechaver all over Raya. And you see like this, and also it's a Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Chiris. You're talking about Schiris Poyalim, but find the Lechem Mishnah over there when he handles a similar machlokes by Schiris Poyalim in Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, he also is titled this, when you have only two, do you cut it in half? Or is a mitzvah of Allah Varaya, Allah Chayra, is totally on these Rishonim. And he didn't quote the Tais in the Ramban, he's donning Schiris Poyalim, but the same thing, it's Pasha, that's how it should be.
So the Rav overrides the Mashamim, really the Maskin of Mashamim.
Who said the Maskin Baklal?
Maybe
Tosis. Really, maybe Tosis would be moided to the Rambam, maybe to the Rashbam. If to be three, and you would have a roif. But if you don't have three, and you only have two, then it's Misham never name. In London, I don't hear it because if there's a London Misham. Mishanim name is a way to understand did they make a tais? I mean, by roiv, we said they'd rather say that two. But I'm making all three make. I'm still making two out of three make the tais. Mishanim name was to try to achieve a minimal tais. If you're going to invoke a roiv, then you're creating two out of three making a tais. So you really. But roiv is more. All right, fine. So yes, if you're going to have a case of four, let's say you'll have your question. 90, 100, 110, and 130. So if you held like the Rambam, so you cut it in half, you can be 110. Not because there is a 110, because that's the high and the low. But if you held like the Rashbam, well, you have a roiv saying it's not worth more than 110, and you have a roiv saying it's not worth less than 100, but between 1 and 110, let them fight. And I'll be a Metzing of Elavarai. Correct. Okay, that's what should come out. And Be'etzem, if you go back to the Gemara Tumah that I quoted before, it's a Betzim, it's a Mefusha Gemara Lachai, not like Taisis, and not like the Rambam. The Gemara again had a case that you had three Shamayim saying that it was worth 10, and then three Shamayim come along and say that it was really worth 11, and Hegdash was shortchanged Adala. In fact, the Gemara, B'chai Gavna, it's like the Gemara, B'chai Gavna, we're going to say Yad Hegdash Alo Yoinim, because Hegdash is always considered the Muksik, and Yad Hegdash Alo Yoinim, you should have to pay the dollar to Hegdash. So Bishlam, if you tell me it's a Meitzah Nekavar Levarayan, so Hegdash is the Muksik, so they have the upper hand, they're going to get that extra dollar. But if you learn like the Rambam and Tosis, and when you have two, you Mishamnim B'neim, what in the world is the Gemara saying? Yad Hegdash Alo Yoinim, I don't care about Yad Hegdash Alo Yoinim, it's not a suffix. We know for sure the price is 10 and a half. I have one. 3 for 10, 3 for 11. I know for sure the price is 10 and a half. Mishamnim b'neim. So who cares? Yad Hegdash Alo Yoinim. I don't have a teretz. I didn't even see anyone ask the kasha, but l'chor it's mefush a gemara for ket from the Rambam and Tosis. L'maisa la'alocha, like I said, anyway we pass on like the Rashbam, and over here also if you look, Darach HaShulchan, again it's Siftei Zayin over here, also brings down a similar case of two, and he says, Amos Mekal V'araya, like the Ramban. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but it's like the Ramban Shita. And it's not only this, you can go through. If you looked in the, you saw, many of you probably saw the Rosh already, by Matbeah, and then Beis and Med Aleph, and Beis and Med Beis, Rosh Karizov, when he talks about Pachas Mishtos, in his Tzvara, the Pachas Mishtos, there is going to be an Issa, even though there is a Mechila, the Rosh says a Tzvara, that the reason why Pachas Mishtos, people are Meichel, is because you always have the chash. People know that when they're going to have a shamay saying in their favor that they were nisana pachas mishtos, well, there's always layemru b'shava, yelayishuma b'shava. The shamayim are not going to agree on an exact price. V'zeh yoyimah sheyesh bayano, v'zeh yoyimah ein bayano. And memela, he's going to have to be meichel. He's not going to get anywhere. How could he? He'll never be able to mon money from his ma'ana, because the ma'ana will always find somebody who's going to say like him that there's no ano, and therefore I won't be able to get my ano back. So why do I need to bother for? I'm stam meichel. It's not worth adding. Now, the Rosh and the Rosh, you can kvetch, but this simple reading of the Rosh, and the Torah brings it down as well, is Zeh yoyim sheyesh b'ino, v'zeh yoyim sheyesh b'ino. We're talking about two. One says there is ano, one says there's no ano, and I'm not going to get anywhere. So you see in the Rosh that when you have two, and there's a machlokes, if there's a no or not, hametzim mekavel of a raya, and you could go fly a kite, because you're not going to get anywhere, hametzim mekavel of a raya. So again, you see...
Where's the
shot? Hametzim mekavel of a raya.
So that means if he didn't pay, then he's not supposed to pay?
So you want to know, why would there be a mechula, why would there be a mechila when his pachas mishtus if he did not yet pay? And we hold Parshat Avad on that, like the Makarvayim, whatever, that Avad, even if you didn't pay, there's going to be a Mechila. Okay, it's a good child. Maybe because Pederek Kal, that's how it is. Okay, but... Sorry? I have no problem getting three people, and it should be Zeh Yoyim Meshay Yesh Beino, Ve'elo Oyim Rim Shein Beino. He says Zeh Yoyim Meshay Beino. It's one against one. Sorry? Because for as many as you're going to bring this way, he'll bring as many fakert. So he'll have a fourth. Means I could always balance your things. Mamel, I'm never going to get anywhere. Now, just to take the Rosh a step further, there are some people who make this mistake. I just want to read Duch. I think it's L'Cherech Pashat, even though it's a shtickle Mechusa in the words of the Rosh, is that Abizoiso by Shtos also, why is there a no? Let's say, so people said, no, very posh, because the range of the mistake of the differential will only be up to Ishtus. So, Memele, Kozman, Yepachas, Mishtus, you'll always find somebody on the other side saying there's no Ano. But when there's Ishtus, everyone's going to say that there's Ano, maybe at different amounts, but everyone's going to say there's Ano, Memele, I'm going to bother and take you to Bezin and get Ano. But the problem is, once it was Nikva, that Pachas, Mishtus is no Ano, there's Mechila, so it's Ainla Dava Saif. I'm going to find one guy who says that I'm off by Ishtus, I'll find another guy who says I'm off only by Pachas, Mishtus. So Vaita won't get anywhere. And then, we should say even the Shus is a Mechila, and then go further. Then even Yais Mishus, and even Yais Mishlish. And Bekitza, like that Lamda, should be Ein Ladav Esayif, there should be no Ana ever, like the Rosh's Lamda, there should always be a Mechila. Because you could always find somebody on the other side who's going to be below the threshold of Ana, in the area of Mechila, and I'll never get anywhere.
That's so much I'm willing to fight.
Oh. So you have to say, Avada, this Chash of a fight is Kayim no matter what. But a person is willing to be mevata on the fight, forget the fight, forget the no, I'm willing to go vaita if it's pachas mishtos. But if it's already ishtos, then it's worth fighting for. Something like that, right? And it's really bad to the Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara Baba Basra, Tati Hevon Aleph, says the chil between ishtos and pachas mishtos, because zeh yedi b'mona, zeh lo yedi b'mona, means this is nikah and it's a problem, and this is not nikah, it's not a problem for that, which is not nikah. No, I'm willing to be mevata. All right.
Why bring Aiden that made a car? I had a shamoy that told me that it's ishtos. Remela, I wasn't my fault. Now today, there's already Shamon that are saying that it's a pachas mishtos. So my group, I should be able to mount a pachas mishtos because I wasn't my fault.
I have Aiden before. I told Aiden before and before I went into the deal. I don't have any shamayim, but I'm telling you, I'm making Madar Rabul Raisa. I am not being Meichel this. I know he's overcharging me pachas mishtos. He can go hang. There's no such thing. Gnomb in the lake. I don't give a heel. Bada daita is kolodim. So we fight, we're chayshir as pachas mishtos. You're not going to get anywhere. Bada daita is kolodim. It's a mechila. All right, now let's talk more lamaisa. Let's take it to the next step. So la halacha avada should come out that when you have two, four, whatever, when you have an even makleik, it's going to be a mitzvah mekavir al avraya. But when you have three shemayim, then you go bas a roiv, and the roiv, like we said, is the middle person. Okay, let's take it further. We have a lot more to talk about. Today, to get our assessors to come down could be a bit troublesome and difficult. What you see in the Paiskim Keseda is that the Paiskim don't go basa shamayim, but they go basa what the seichrim are selling it for. You can look in just Tech Hadram, I can say a few of them. There's a Heshiv Moshe in Simon Kuf Beis, there's an Imre Yesha in Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Nun Hei. There's a Mashmois like that in the Hagois Ksam Seif on Yerushalmi in the beginning of Perek Vav Bab Metziah. So let's see what other people are selling it for, that's it. You go basa roiv of them and it's fine. Roiv seichrim, roiv kanuyis, that's Kevei L'Sham. That doesn't say that in Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel says you have to bring down Shamayim. Well, all of a sudden, all the Paiskim are assuming that you can just take the price. So go to co-op and go to KFS and go to these stores and see what the price is, and now you know that's the price. The Shaila is why? Why don't you need Shamayim? Is what's the lumdus of Shuma? So Pashup Shat, you could say that if stores are selling it for that price, and people are buying it from the store. So even if, let's say, the seller is not the Spitz Shamoy, he's not a licensed assessor, but he's pretty good, he's been in business a while, he's pretty good, and if you see people are buying from him that price, so the combination, that seller with those buyers together, are equal to a Shamoy. That means they could give an opinion. Their opinion is a stronger opinion as a Shamoy is, that that's what the item is right to be sold and bought for. That could be one shot. It means kilu, like this pshat, really shamayim have to establish what the perfect price the item should be sold for to the advantage of both the seller and the buyer. What would be the perfect price for the item? And when you have seller selling it for that item and buyers buying it for that item, so the seller-buyer combination is in place of a shamay. Or you could say a different shot, that's not Shuma Bechal. Shuma is we don't have to try to be in economics and try to figure out what the perfect price should have been. We don't care what it should have been, we just want to know what it is. And we just have to, the Shamai's job is to ascertain what the going price is in the Shuk. And it's difficult because you could have items that are not the same, and no two people will have the same item today. Everything's mass-produced, Kemet, everything's mass-produced, so the same item again and again. But then, when there wasn't machines and there wasn't computerized, basically virtually every single item, Kemet, was a different item. So you needed the Shamay to say, well, this 222-pound behemoth, which is a little thick and gesunt and a little like this, and it can run like that, and all together would be in the market because I could be menamed to the next house. It's basically like comps with houses. No two houses are the same, no two locations are the same. Well, based on comps, he could ascertain what this price is in this market. Means he doesn't have to reckon what it should be in economics, he has to reckon what it is based on the general market. And my mail, if that's the case, if I see other stores selling it for that, it's not sure that the other stores are the Shamayim. It's better yet. The other stores are the price. If that's what the stores are selling for, so that I don't need the Shamayim for. I only need the Shamayim when the items aren't the same. But when the item is the exact same, this Kavis Mefarshim is sold in three stores, I don't need the Shamayim to tell me what the stores are selling for. I can do that myself. I call up three stores, I know what the stores are selling it for. I'm saying that maybe that's right in Kuf Gimel as well. Means that in Memelo, all the Akronim are jumping them down for pshitas without even being mazer. It's a poshet that you just have to shut up what the stores are. That's what the stores are selling it for.
So and all the Heshemashes are all talking about after mass production assembly lines.
Well, they're talking about Lamosha, the Heshemashes are talking about Yayin. The Ksam Seifer is talking about Schiyas Pelim to do a job. Pashas, the jobs are the same. It sounds like that from Gemara. So it's. When I say exact the same, the Moshe by another Zosatan, which is a Shar Kavua Palpulin and things, Ein B'minei Shinui, right? It does. You have items that, even if they're not exactly the same, Yeshua Latam say, no two cans of Pepsi are the same either, but every can of Pepsi goes to the same price in the same store, or should be at least because it's 12 ounces of Pepsi, that's the can of Pepsi, right? So it's Ein B'minei Shinui torn off. Yain, that's what Yain is going for. So it's Ein B'minei Shinui, so you can go bust to the stores. Now, if you learn like this, if you learn like this, then we could start being befakfake a little bit with this formula. What would be if you have one store has great volume, sells 1,000 items a day? Well, this item he sells 1,000 times a day, and you have two stores which are pretty big but not as big, and each one sells the item 400 times a day. So the 1,000 seller a day says the price his share is 7. And the two smaller stores say that the shahr is 6. So if you go bus of roiv seichim like they're saying the formula is, so that should be go bus of 6. So Bishlam, if you learn that the Shemayim are Gufa, the Seichrim, the stores, the Geshaft, the Matziv is B'makom Neshamay. It's like here, I don't care if you have one Shemay who's maybe a greater expert. We don't find Chilukim, the Dochiluk. If you have three experts and one says seven and two say six, you go both to the two saying six, even if maybe their expertise is not exactly like the biggest Shemay who says seven. So that would be fine. But if you're learning that, no, what we have to establish is what the price is, well, yesh ladim bekach, because why are we going bust at a two stores who are only selling 400 each, which together they're only selling 800. The other guy, this single guy, is selling 1,000 of this item. So you want to know what roiv people are buying it for. They're buying it for the 1,000 price. They're buying it for the 7, even though roiv seichem is selling it for 6. Because if you want to know what people are buying and selling it for, roiv people are buying and selling it for the higher price.
Yeah, no, but
together, it means if the matzav works, if you see that this price is kaveh, the price lasts, so you see that the price must be a good price, otherwise if it wouldn't work, you would have to change the price. So you see the price works to attract clientele. Well, you see, not like that. You see, everyone knows that no two stores sell for the same price, and yet people are buying different stores, different items at different prices. That's how it is. No one runs. No, and I'm talking about even the same exact store. That means the same type of store and the same size, the same supermarket versus supermarket, grocery store versus grocery store. Either it might be location, either it might be your convenience, either it might be
delivery, whatever.
Okay, no, Zaytik is I'm asking to, but I'm saying, and the Etzim thing itself, that every time, by I know, you always have to be Medama apples to apples. You give me Medama apples to oranges, but if everything the same, then that would be the price. What? Now, even, let me just be mice of another Nakuda. If you are dining kafi, what roiv people are buying it for, and that's the Nakuda, not what it should be bought for, but what it is, then even in that, I have a three-way tzad. Are we looking at what roiv b'nei Adam are buying and selling for? Are we looking at what roiv seals are being katzatz for? Or are we looking at what roiv times this item is sold for? And I'll give you a mushroom, you'll see that there's three differences. You could have one buyer who buys 100 of the item every time, he mass buys, and you could have 10 other buyers who buy only once, one item a piece. If you're looking at buyers, well, 10 buyers buy it for one price, only one buyer buys it for the other price. But if you're looking at items, well, this one buyer buys more items than the other 10 buyers combined. And if you're looking at the kitzitza itself, you could have, for example, a buyer could buy 100 items in one shot and be kaveh a price, or you can buy one item every single day. So if you, let's say one buyer buys every single day once, and he buys it 10 times. You have one buyer who buys only once a month, but he buys in that one shot 100 in that one shot. So he only made one ketzitza for all 100 bevasachas. So if you're looking at ketzitzas, lemaisa, you only have one ketzitza to work with. But if you're looking at items, well, he bought 100 items more than the other guy who's buying once a day for the month. Means if you're dealing with what people are doing, what are we looking at? Are we looking at people? Are we looking at ketzitzas? Are we looking at items? Because if I want to go bust a roiv, I want to see what this item is being sold for. I see that this item is more often sold for this price than any other price.
So what's the roiv days? Items are not days. Tzitzis
are days. The roiv days, if Shemayim is to shut up, what? What people are buying it for. So I can circumvent the days. I can circumvent the Shemayim. Let me look what they're buying for. I want to see what they're buying for. And if I see that most of the time the item is bought for this price, maybe that should be the roiv.
Because he's buying 100 items, he's making all mistakes. It's one time that he has that
date. So you hold Minapashi Shigabasa Roiv Ketzitza? Or Roiv B'nei Adam? Which one? No, I still have a Shaila. Even in Ketzitza, I could have one guy who's making the Ketzitza more often. This guy makes the mistake, Tok Teglik, every single day, makes the same Nairish mistake. The third side you don't hear. Okay, fine. So you have two Tzadim, fine.
But Shemayim, you don't go after which Shemayim does more business.
No, because the Shemayim is not doing business. Shemayim is trying to shut up what the business is. So what? The Hoguf is the Shaila. What is the job of the Shemayim? Is the job of the Shemayim to shut up what Roiv B'nei Adam are buying and selling it for? Is the job of the Shemayim to shut up what Roiv Ketzitzes are? Or the job of the Shemayim to shut up what Roiv Pamim, the item, is sold for? That's Guf of the Shaila.
Would it depend on what it is?
what it says that you should go loss this if you're thinking about commercial items. What are commercial items then? The shumas go down this type of thing.
It says, again, Behilk Shumah just told you go loss this three shumayim. But Hoku for the Shia, what is the shumayim supposed to shut up? What is it? What's a shemaim? Maybe he should take in more kams. If this happens more often, he should take in those kams rather than this kam. I don't have a right. I'm telling you, I don't have a right to the shayla. I'm telling you, in Hilchos Shuma, I don't have a right. And yet it's not him. I just see that from here. Shemaim, because they're not dealing with us. What? I tell you, because there, when the items weren't the same, but they're a klal. Very few, very few. You see, the Rambam says that kikoin pilpul and right papal and right. It's very few items. Roiv ruba of the items were not like that. Roiv ruba item had a shinus. You couldn't do that. Maybe I don't know if I'm asking the if they have a right to either side. All right, let's move on. That's the shaila. That's the shaila. That's the shaila. What was the shemai supposed to do in the case of the gemara?
So maybe go plus three. What does the shemai do?
I don't know. That's the shaila.
So you go ask her praise. When you praise what does he do?
What the goyish shemai does? What is he supposed to do? If he has a different formula and he's not supposed to be using that formula, why am I shubit to? Why am I shubit to the goyish schools of assessment? Why am I shubit to their halakha? I wonder what Chazal hold. No, that's the assessment. That's the way to assess things. And I want to know what the Torah took away to. Fine. All right, let's move on. We're running out of time. Really, there's more to discuss here, but let's move on. What would be in such a case? It was a Chumas Tashbats, the Oilam probably saw, that was that they made up together. They had a cartel of Seichen. They got together and they said, look, we're selling to the Yishmaelim for five. But for Yidden, we only want to sell for six. Make sure that whatever you sell to Yidden is for $1 more than when you sell for the Yishmaelim. That was the Shaila. Yiddish Seichim, mind you. And they sent the Shaila to Tashvat, and Tashvat blasted the Seichim. How could it be? It couldn't be Anam Hesechi. It was a favor of Yidden over Goyim. But Techidon says, this is an Eino. Mamashe Eino. You're overcharging all these Yidden. As is Dr. Tashvat. It's a Chayla Gimel Kufn and Aleph. The Shaila is, why is it Tashvaz? I know that he has a problem with them. They're doing something terrible. They're not benefiting the Yidden. They're supposed to good. I know that the halacha stamazid is a carbon aid in Yerushalmi in Kedushin, in Paragimel, halacha aleph. The carbon aid trap in Yerushalmi is that you're now allowed to make a cartel to set a price. Price fixing is lamas mariyo chesed yirishak etazif. That's carbonated. I know it's a terrible thing, it shouldn't be done, that's very nice, but where in the world is the Ano? Why is Ano? Again, everyone is being sold for five, and all the Yidden being sold for six. So every Yid is buying it for six. So why is Ano? Maybe the price is six. Why is the price five? Maybe price is six, and to all the Ishmael underpaying. Or maybe, forget the two prices, a price for the Ishmaelim, and there's a price for the Yidden. To say it could be, it's a shtickel chos in the safe, it's a shtickel doicher, but you could say that maybe there were roiv Yishmaelim, and we went past the Yishmaelim price, because roiv b'nei Adam and Yishmaelim are considered per Adam, b'nei Adam, whatever you could include it, and the roiv items are being bought for that and sold for that, so kilo yibogos, a roiv, and the yidam mashubit, or to that price as well, what the roiv Yishmaelim are buying it for. But Lamaisa people are buying it for. That's what I want to bring. 1 second. So, look, okay, but it's a shtickel cost in the sefer. What I want to tie in is the following. Is that a shar in B'chai Gavna, that they created an unofficial shar. They got together and made a cartel to make it six. That's not the shavius of the item. Even if everybody is buying it for six, even so, but that's still not the price of the item. The price of the item is its real price, what it should be sold for. And what it should be sold for is five, because in the dynamic of supply and demand, in the free dynamic of a marketplace, it would have gone for five. It's just they got together and they made a cartel, and that's why they made it six. But the true price really is five, not six. Loi mi boi, if the pshat of the shumah should be really tishatz of what it should be sold for. So for sure, it should be sold for five. But filum tim salaima, that the job of the shamayim, the din of shum, is to see what it is being sold for. It means what it is being sold for in a free market, not what it is being sold for when there's interference with the market, when people price gauge and make a cartel. That's not what we're trying to see. We're trying to see what it is sold for in the free market. Well, it is sold for in the free market. Look at the Ishmaelim, because they, when they're not interfering with the price, they tack a buy and sell for five. So for the Yidden, there's no reason why it should be different for the Yidden, so it should be five. Anytime if we buy an item like an Esrig, we're not going to say, well, the Esrig costs 39 cents, because look at all the Ishmaelim buying an Esrig for 39 cents. Avada then, for a Yidden, it's a different price. But I'm talking about when an item is no difference between a Yidden and a Goy, look at the Goyish price. You'll see that is the price of the item, because that's the uninterfered with price. The fact that they made an artificial price, that doesn't count. We don't go bust an artificial price.
Every price fixing is always
enough. Every price fixing will might be a problem. If I know, right, in the Pox Mishra, Yais Mishra is right because it's an unofficial price. Correct. That's what it should come out. Like this Prat Natash Pats. No, I see the Ishmaelim. What do you mean?
There
wouldn't be Ishmaelim, so it's correct. But one thing I do know that by every price fixing, you needed to price fix. It means had you not price fixed. But if you went to price fix, it might have been something else, right? So that else is enough. Pox Mishtos, Shtos, Yes Mishtos. So why did you price fix one? Obviously, you felt that you needed to price fix, otherwise, it would have been something else.
You manufactured
it. All right. Well, let me just take this to a step further. Two more steps, and I'll let the Elam go. There's a Rashbam, anyone can leave whenever they want anyway. There's a Rashbam and Baba Basa, Pei Tesam and Aleph. There's a Gemara that has a Shaila. If you Ma'amidin Agardimin Lish'orim, do we put up, and this back to your Shaila, do we set up appointees to make sure to control the market to see how the prices and how the stores are selling and buying for? We are Ma'amidin Agardimin Lemidis to make sure the people are selling with proper weights and measurements and etc. But there's a Shaila, are we Ma'amidin Agardimin Lish'orim? The first Shmuel, the first tzad was, we're not ma'amidin. The Dr. Rashbam, what are we ma'amidin for? What are you worried about? That the guy's going to sell it for too much? Not a problem. The next guy's selling it for cheaper. Everyone's going to flock to him. But al-karchai, this guy is Yayma Omein, he's going to have to sell for cheaper, because otherwise he won't be able to sell. So what do we have to get involved for? Laissez-faire, let them do whatever they want. As a blind man will control every, the business will do just fine, just without Chazal. It's doing just fine. Don't mess up. Don't mess in. That's the first sheet. The second sheet to hold. No, we all meet in a garden lesharim. Why? So it's eyes in it, you know. So the Rashbam. So the Gemara says mipnei haramoyim, because of the ramoyim. That's the time the Gemara gives. So the Rashbam, because these ramoyim mamtinin ad shiim ko isay hamoicha bazal. They hoard their stuff. They wait till that guy runs out, and then now they have the monopoly, and now they'll makakak merkrim beyek, and now they'll sell for whatever they want. That's the Rashbam. Because it's Ramayim, they therefore needed to be a Ma'amidin Agardimin. The Shaila is, Metzias, when that person ran out of Schayra, I tack him the only person in town, and I'm tack selling it for a high price, but the price went up. Veraya, every single person in town, and every seller, namely me, is selling it for this price. This is the price that everyone's selling and buying for. So why am I Ma'amidin to force me to go lower? That is the price. That is what everyone is buying and selling for. So why am I meeting? So it's been in certain cases, on payers, whatever. You want to say it goes on the cases. Good, we'll get. So, very good. So what I would like to suggest is that basically the same line, I'm just proving it again, that, well, that this is a shtickle more of a chiddush, that even though B'chai Gamda, in the supply and demand dynamic, Be'etzim, this is the new price, because Abtaka, the only is a short supply. But since it was artificial supply, because Be'etzim, if I would have done the normal way, if I would have been selling all along that Yena, the price would have stayed low throughout, because it would have been only a certain amount of koinim, so that price would have kept on continuing, and he would have still had Skaria left, I would have still had Skaria left. So that should have been the real price, and that was what people are buying and selling for. So the fact that I hoarded it and I created this artificial supply and demand, that's considered an artificial price, and bets, and I am being ma'ana. I'm a melum, I'm meeting our gadamin to lower my price to make sure that you're not being ma'ana.
Let's say a guy did it. So now someone else bought from him, he wants to sell it on the market. He has to sell cheaper? Let's say you.
I already hoarded the price?
The hoarder.
Good. Good.
Now I bought from the hoarder.
Good.
I have to sell it when you call the fair price, or I can sell at the hoarder's price.
You're a wholesale? You're flipping again?
I can flip again, right?
Right, I don't know. Then there's wholesale price, retail price. I don't know. It's some two different prices.
It's not,
if it's an artificial price, you can't deal with that price. That's what I'm saying. That it's not a real price.
I have to sell less than I bought for it. That's what you're saying.
If you can compare the retail price to the wholesale price, then you would have such a formula. Correct. If
you
compare, and go back to the guy, if it's Bok Mishtosti, right, it'll be a Mechila, whatever it means. Could be that's what the Rashbam was saying, that because it's artificial, it's Menei Ramayim, so if you let it set up. Now, let me just go a step further. There's halacha in Baba Basra. Let me just fear us. Running out of time. Just one more halacha. There's halacha in Baba Basra, Daf Chesam Mebeis, that says, Rishoyim b'nei ha'ir, lahas nois halashorim. The b'nei ha'ir could get together, the chazal, the takonis ha'ir, they can get together and be kaveh ha'ishah. So Grashi, Chesam Mebeis, Baba Basra, that they could be kaveh, lahas nois halashorim, that the shara chitin v'ayayin, sholayim kriyan ha'shon azu, yaisim mikach v'kach domim. They're going to create an artificial price. They're making sure no one in the city is going to sell the chitin and yain higher than this price for this year. It's a Gemara. So l'chayro, till now, the Gemara, the chiddush of the Gemara was that there's a koich biyat chachamim to be kaveya sharim, to be koinis masi al kitzosan. If they're over their gzeira, they can penalize them. How's hefka bez and hefka? They have that koich. But that's it. So that's a mandate state in the Gemara. I would have to know, so I would have said, there's no way no, because the mice, once they slam the price down, they fix it at the low price, and everyone's buying it at that price, but that's the price, there's no way no. I don't need a chiddush for that. But lefi dvareinu, that when you create an artificial price, we don't look at what they're buying and selling in this artificial world. We still have to look to what it's supposed to be in a free dynamic. So kumtai shtei tasach more in this Gemara. This Gemara is telling you that they're rishoyin lasas al asharim to even be mafkia this ayinah. Because every single buyer who's going to be buying from this seller is going to be shortchanging the seller because the real price should be higher. And every single one is being ma'an the seller again and again and again. And you have to say, nichlal in their koyach is that vivayt, they have the koyach to be mafkia. That what they're doing really is being mafkia, the schus mamin that all the sellers have to charge for a higher price. And my mele, there's no issue, no, because I know it's, I steal from you, you were supposed to deserve to get more for that, and I denied you that right, I withheld that chasaran moment from you. Well, if they were mafkia, you're right to charge more. So memela, I now was not mechas any moment for you, because that has to be all that you deserve for the item. Memela is no isana. But what I'm just trying to bring out is now that Gemara is saying even a bigger chiddush. The Gemara is saying that somehow that affects the isa, you know, as well. And Bechal, someone mentioned before that maybe because he heard it, it could be that maybe that's what Rashban meant as well, is that since it's Meir Amoyim and he played around with the market price, so Kilo Chazal step in. You're right, maybe there's no, you know. No, no, but the Chazal stepped in, just like they have Ishayin Lassas al Asharim. So since this guy was a Rami for hoarding his payers, they stepped in and were Kaveh a cap, what he could sell it for. They don't want him to benefit from his Ramayis. And now Mamel is no, you know, either, because that's somehow, anyway, Nichal, you see that in the Gemara. Mamel, that's would be Pshat. But I'm just trying to bring out that you see something that, yes, Shuma is perhaps, probably, what people are buying and selling for, but what people are buying and selling for in a real market, in a right market, not in an artificial market. All right, does anyone have time for one more halakha? All right. There's a halakha also that you have to be tali lefi oisei hamakam. It's lefi hamakam, fi hazman. You can't compare two places or two zmanim together. Everything, or we even said to the type of store that you're buying and to the service it provides. Kefi mamish bidiyuk, lefi oisei hamakam, fi oisei hazman. I just want to say it's a double parshit, but if you're learning through or not, you see it, is that this din that has to be lefi oisei hamakom and not, you can't compare, let's say, Tom's River to Lake, certainly New York to New Jersey, that's only if there's a reason to believe that Tom's River and Lakewood are different, or New York and New Jersey are different. But if the dynamic of supply and demand, if that was all the same, and now you're the first and only seller selling in Lakewood, but Batsim in Lumdus of supply and demand that should reflect the same market that it is in New York, then for you to charge more, you're going to be, you know, because what you're really doing is creating an artificial market single-handedly because you have the monopoly. You created this cartel all by yourself. You spoke to yourself, okay, we're only going to sell for this price. So that is the price. Because the Malcolm doesn't change. You can't hide behind the fact, I feel like some Malcolm in Lakewood, this is it. No, because if I see in Tom's River, it goes for a different price. If I see in the next city, it goes for a different price, and there's no reason that this city should be different than that city, then I could use that as the Shuma as well. And I'll bring you a few digmois to prove this. We have halacha by Avanim Tovis and Margolius. Avanim Tovis and Margolius, the halacha is that since not everyone is a Shamoi, you have to wait till you get a bucket when you go to the city. When you're traveling, you find in the city, you get that Shamoi. Now, you live in a Darf, and you travel to a city, and you found this expert in diamonds. Now, just I'll be honest, this expert in diamonds is the expert in your Darf, he's the expert in where he is, in the city that he's in. And you're asking him what the price for diamonds are. Why are we even reckoning with this guy? This guy has no idea what the price should be. You're in a different makom. In your makom, you can do whatever you want. You're going to come back with a report, an assessment, show bezin. This mumcha told me that I was overcharged. Jump in the lake. He's from a different city. Until you can bring me a mumcha from this three people town, forget about it. And the same halacha is Lagabi Madbeis, right? The Shulchani, you go from the Kfar to the city to the Krach, you're going into the Shulchani. Shulchani is telling you what the price is in the Krach, not what the price is in the Kfar. Tertz is, there's no reason why the Kfar and the Krach should change. The Kfar is bottled to the Kilu Nitpal to the Shah of the Krach. And if he's telling you that's the Shah of the Krach, there's no reason why in the Kfar should be different. So Memele, his Shah stands even for you who's living in a different Makam, because there's no Chilik in the Makam. The Makam doesn't mean Hagabas, you say, well, you can't go down the block, because that block, if you look on the map, is mamish with the GPS device, you see it's a little off on the Makam than I am. Go bust in my Makam where I am. That's ridiculous. That store down the block is the same Makam. Well, if there's no reason that separates this Makam from Tom's Rivers, I don't care if the mate is different, but there's no Chilek, so Tom's Rivers is the city too. And we can extend it all the way to New York, provided, again, supply and demand dynamics are the same, then that will be the share as well. I don't care. Obviously, I'm moida that I just gave you Derek March on New York and New Jersey price, never the same, because the supply and demand dynamics are different. But at least, if it would be the same in Lomdis, that should be the price. And if you do anything else, that's just mamish and artificial shah. And if you look, the Kesav HaKadoshim says a similar thing. If you look in Sif Beis over here, and if you look in Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Yod Aleph, over there he says it's the same thing, it's much more like that, Mevum B'Tech Dvarov, that if you always market is violence because there's a difference, but if there's no difference, then you can't monopolize the market. That's like the Tashbantz's artificial jar. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.